am special guest
Brendan Etter.
This is the Power Motion Picnic Hour.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Power Motion Picnic Hour. As always, I'm your host, Dave, and as always, alongside me is
Trevor.
Oh, Trevor, what's happening? How are you?
Well, I'm doing well again.
Whoa.
This week. Yeah.
Back from a week of mixed.
Yeah. That life's ups and downs, but feeling good.
Oh, good. It's the mixed weeks that make you appreciate the ones where you're really feeling good.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. And maybe I was just missing a special guest a little bit. Not that we, you know, don't always enjoy a good talk amongst ourselves, but sure. It's always nice. You always get some new interesting perspective from special guests.
Oh yeah, guests are the spice of pod life.
Yeah, they certainly are.
Yeah, we're the quinoa and the whatever else and the lean protein.
Yeah, little, you know, some broccolini or something.
Yeah, but yeah, exactly. You need to add some spice.
Yeah, yeah.
And so this week we add a little bit of spice. We were had a visit from one of our oldest friends here at the podcast.
Yes, a visit from Brendan Etter of the Brendan Etter Ensemble, one of our favorites, longtime song of the week way back when, and now a three-time guest along with popular runner Jim Pergolesi.
It's pretty impressive for both of them. So, and as always, as you know, we always celebrate the accomplishments of our special guests as if they were our own accomplishments. So, so I'm celebrating Brendan's accomplishment of being a three-time guest on the Power Motion Picnic Hour.
Yes, congrats. Congrats, yeah. Brendan.
Congrats, Brendan, and congrats to all of us as well.
Yes.
Oh, well, yeah, it was good to have Brendan on. We'll go to that talk soon, I guess. It just flew by. Talking to Brendan, just like I didn't even have time to ask a serious question.
I do have, I don't know. I mean, this could be playing a little bit risky, but I do actually have some quite recent mailbag.
Okay.
From Brendan himself.
Should we lead with that?
Well, I guess that's what I'm wondering.
Well, I don't know what it says.
So, let's see.
All right, let's see.
All right. I guess we have to do it at this point.
At this point, we've teased it too much.
All right. What I'm going to say is we should definitely just wait until the other side to talk about it.
Okay, let's do it. Well, then the only way to not tease further is just to go right to that interview with Brendan.
So, all right, let's do it.
Ladies and gentlemen, the three-time guest of the Power Motion Picnic Hour, a man who has many other accomplishments as well, Mr. Brendan Etter.
This is the Power Motion Picnic Hour.
What's up, David?
Oh, not much. I've moved since the last time we all talked on video, so...
Where do you live?
Well, I'm still in New York, but I'm in Chinatown now.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's exciting.
Have you been to the Lamont Young house or whatever it is?
No. Where is that? Is that in Chinatown?
Who is it? There's some like kind of museum experience. Like someone was talking about it with me last night, actually. I don't know much about it. It's like a room or a home with sound being piped out in this cozy room. And it's like just frequencies that are really close frequencies. So it's kind of like intense. Like if you move around, it starts beating and whatever. Cool. Sounding crazy.
I don't know about it. I don't know that much about Lamont Young. What, he's like a confrontational theater guy, maybe?
I don't, maybe I'm thinking of the wrong person. No, Lamont Young's like a hippie, weird, eccentric composer guy. More like, you know, Moondog or something, or like, you know, John Cage.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'll go. I was just, last night someone was just asking me about something near to me, like geographically close, if I knew about it, and I had no idea what they were talking about, and now I can't even remember what it was.
Maybe it's that.
It's possible.
We'll have to go ask Moondog. Does he still hang out on a corner somewhere?
He's long dead, but Lamont Young is still alive, I think.
What I do know about in my neighborhood is this great jazz CD store. That I go to sometime, and Yeah, it's like you, it has no storefront. It's just a little basement. But then down there's just tons and tons of CDs. There's some records too, but it's really more of a CD store. And then they have,
That's wild.
yeah, they have shows every Tuesday night. And
Damn.
I think it's like, I think they've told me to come and I keep saying I will and I've never come, even though I've been in Chinatown like almost a year and a half now. But yeah, every Tuesday night, free show, BYOB.
Nice, and it's free.
Yeah, I think it's a lot of experimental avant-garde jazz kind of stuff.
Right. There's
I
no
got
money in that anyway.
no, yeah, you couldn't charge for that.
Yeah, they should be paying you
Yeah,
to
exactly.
listen to their indulgent ramblings.
If I'd have known we were doing this interview, I would have gone to prepare last night, but
I didn't even know we were doing this interview. Is this an interview? It's a
that's
conversation.
the wrong word. Interview's the wrong conversation.
All
Yeah, it's
right.
the wrong word.
Yeah, I think
Yeah,
conversation. It's an ongoing conversation. You're now, I believe, a three-time special guest, tying only popular runner Jim Pergolesi for that crown.
damn, he and I must not have very busy lives.
I
You're
don't
just
know.
you're just increasingly popular on the podcast here.
Ooh, nice spin. I like
Yeah.
that.
You keep putting out records and he keeps going on 100-mile runs. So,
Oh
but
my God.
you both are busier than most people in
Yeah, I don't
different
think so.
ways. And
We're
I don't
just
maybe.
both quite accomplished, industrious people, I suppose. So I played a piece of music the other day, guys.
Oh.
It was impromptu, and I found my wife, who we call the unaffiliated member of the podcast, who lives in my house with me. She and I were out at sort of the end of Cape Cod in Provincetown, and the place we were staying was we like were right on the beach, and we just walked up the road a bit, and in front of this one restaurant on the beach, there was just this piano sitting there.
What?
Yeah,
Crazy.
and I was like, oh, that's cool. I'm gonna go like hit some keys a little bit, and then I walked up to it, and it was not strung, so the keys were all frozen, but the hammers were still on. And granted, they were like missing, but I proceeded to like plunk the hammers up in like random sort of order, and did about a 30-second piece.
So she
And
said she wants a divorce.
they had a good run.
Not quite yet, not quite yet. I think when that happened was when, upon like exiting the beach, somebody hollers from the balcony of the restaurant and compliments the piece, and said that they were so glad I played it.
Wow.
Yeah, I felt really,
Oh my
really
God.
honored and humbled, and I told my wife, reminded her how lucky she is.
Yes.
Was
Man,
every
what a great
hammer
opportunity. That.
there or
No, definitely
no?
not. And I was
Okay.
just throwing up like sort of like clumps of hammers here and there. It was
Hammers of love.
hammers of love. I just let the cosmic sort of vibes sort of like control my arms for those 30 seconds.
I saw Ornette Coleman live once, and every now and then he'd put down the sax and he'd pick up a violin. That's what he did on the violin anyway. He
He would
didn't,
what?
that's what he did on the violin. He didn't really seem to know what he was doing.
Kind of like plunked it a little bit.
I don't know what he did. He hammered away in his own way.
He's
But
faking it.
yeah.
So he makes it.
Yeah.
I think he made it, right?
Ornette? Yeah. I think he's made it. I think
Yeah.
he's also long
He made it.
dead.
He's gone. Yeah, he's gone.
He's
Yeah, he's
definitely made
gone.
it to the heavens.
Yeah. I mean, he played
So
on some John Coltrane records. That might have been when he made it. But
just hanging out,
he made it.
hanging out with Moondog in the Lamont Young music room of heaven.
Yeah, if no,
Yeah.
I have multiple of his records. That counts as making it for sure. And there's
He's
tons.
Hall of Fame level jazz.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like he's frequently cited by some people as like one of the best.
One of the best jazz men.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Yeah, okay. I'm not gonna argue. These days I'm more of a Herbie Hancock guy.
Interesting. I've been listening to some Herbie Hancock too.
I recently over the weekend I put on the song Rocket, which I think we all know from the 1980s.
You're feeling smooth.
I was told to turn it
You're a
off.
smooth guy.
Or I got a comment. It was something like, I don't know, like nobody likes this or something like that. I know, I thought that was pretty. I'm
Wow.
not gonna say who said it because I don't want them getting hate mail or getting doxxed somehow.
Wait, they said it when you were, where were you playing it?
In a living room on my phone.
Oh,
Yeah.
in a social setting.
Yeah. So
Let's see that. He
we'll see
seems like a
how.
nice guy, you know? He's a little corny, but like he's a really nice guy.
Oh, I love him. Yeah. The older I get, the more I like Herbie Hancock.
Settle into that groove. We definitely have to ask you, as always, to say your name
Oh,
and
yeah.
introduce yourself. But before we do that, I would like to say you sent a nice sort of note ahead of the podcast saying you're about to go for a run and you're looking to get hyped up. And I thought
Fucking right.
that was following in a new tradition that our last special guest sort of began, which is to taunt the hosts a little bit and sort of like turn the tables on us. So we've been challenged, Dave, to hype up Brendan for his run.
Oh yeah, we could do that. Totally.
Yeah.
Don't do it yet, though. You know, wait till towards the end.
No, we'll do it at the
Yeah.
end. We'll do it at the
Maybe you can
end.
talk me through stretching, like at the end, because maybe I'll go right out the fucking door. Is it
Okay.
bad to curse? Is it bad to curse on here?
No,
There's no rules.
We're
Yeah.
allowed to do that. Yeah.
When I try and be cool, I curse more.
Well.
I did that when I met my friend's dad recently. His dad was in town, and like I was like, "Yes, dad, so I'm cool with this dad," you know. And I just started dropping F bombs and stuff. And then my buddy told me later, he's like, "Dude, you were like cursing a lot, like when you're talking to my dad." And it's like, "Huh?" And he's like, "Yeah, my dad like does not like cursing and stuff. Like he's not into that." And it's funny that you were just cursing so much. It's not like you normally curse that much. And I was like, "Oh my
That's
God!" Like I was trying to like make him feel comfortable by like being really casual, you know? Like it's like homeboy leaves the room. It's just me and his dad. It's a little awkward, and I'm just like, you know, yeah, let's go, you know, yeah. Just kind
dropping
of
F
talking, yeah,
bombs.
just like being cool, you know, with the guys.
Yeah.
Locker room talk, as we call it.
Right. Luckily I didn't say anything too stupid or sexist like, you know, you do in the locker room talks, but
I know I do.
just F bombs.
Yeah.
Oh, you get
Yeah.
down. You get dirty.
Well, I would
You're a bad boy.
everybody swears these days. I was just noticing that while I was, because I went for just a short, like a 5K in a treadmill earlier today, and I was just
A
on,
short 5K.
yeah, and I was on there. It was no, it was a standard length 5K. I didn't cheat. And anyway, I was listening to the Ezra Klein podcast, as many people do, and his guests swore, and I just noticed that everybody just swears now. It's just everybody swears.
Cool.
Yeah,
Cool
exactly.
to swear.
You wouldn't have had people swearing in that kind of, if a New York Times columnist was interviewing you, you wouldn't be dropping it. Well, you would, Brendan, but like most people back in the day wouldn't be dropping F-bombs.
Right. Yeah, I
Yeah.
wonder if we could, you know, if there's a new phenomenon where like casual swearing in more formal contexts is on the rise. Like, you know, Trump, we heard Trump do it one time. He's like, they don't know what the fuck they're doing.
Yes.
But I wouldn't use him as like it. Well, maybe he's a good indicator of, you know.
Yeah, sadly he might be. But anyway, well, I guess what I'm trying to say is what you did is totally normal for the current era. So,
Yeah. I'd also say you're already quite cool. In our book, as they say in New England, you're wicked cool.
whoa,
Yeah.
hella cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know what
Thanks,
they say.
guys.
I don't know what they say in LA.
Do they
They
still
don't
say
say it?
hella. They don't say
No.
hella.
That's a North California thing.
Yeah. Do they still say it up there?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really notice.
Never said it
I
that
think it
much.
is. It's been like a Bay Area and beyond thing, but I can't remember. I feel like it's like an early aughts, mid aughts, like that was where that was kind of like being made fun of more. People were like using it at the same time.
Brendan, would you mind saying your name and introducing yourself?
Yeah, sure. I'm Brendan Eder of the Brendan Eder Ensemble. composer based in Los Angeles, the coolest place on earth. Yep, that's who I am.
And
And
you do some running.
I do a little running. I can do it. Yeah, I've been getting better. I got
Nice.
questions for you guys.
Oh,
Hope you guys
excellent.
are experts. I'm not an elite runner like you guys.
I
I'm
tell
more of
people
like
I'm an elite
a,
runner. We learned
yeah. You did a casual
the
short 5K. You're like,
That's
ooh, I
right.
just jumped down. That's like a big accomplishment for me. And I have been running 5Ks.
Nice.
But it's like hard.
Yeah, there's
We're,
no, it's all relative. I mean,
we've learned that all you have to do to become an elite runner is put it on your profile.
you just write elite runner and
will it
then,
into being?
yeah, it's, well, it's like sort of like organic, right? Or free range. You can just write it and then there's
Yeah.
no one's going to stop you.
Your guys' resting heart rate. That's what we should talk about. We should figure out
What is
all
it?
of our resting heart rates and
Oh,
our
dig into
heart
some
rate
stats.
variability and how many Andrew Huberman podcasts we listen to.
I don't know who that is. I mostly listen to
Yes,
Lamont Young's
you
podcast. I don't know what my heart rate is, though. I'm trying to figure it out right now.
could do that by for everyone listening.
Well, you know,
He's touching his neck.
oh, you're doing it manually.
yeah, well, you're a drummer, Brendan,
Oh.
right? I'm a drummer. If your sense of time is good enough, you can
Wow.
I'd say this is about my heart rate, my resting heart rate is about an allegro. It's
An Allegro.
yeah.
That
I think
could
like
be
what's that?
anywhere from like 60 to 85 beats per minute, for all we know. I don't know.
It's no lion. I'm not the king of the jungle, but I don't remember. I couldn't remember any other of the speeds in music.
Yeah, I'm not. I don't know how good I am at guessing tempos.
Trevor, are you looking
Mine's
this
like
up? Oh.
60-ish. Yeah, I'm looking at my Apple Watch.
I'm looking mine up too. Are you saying right now you're 60?
Yeah, 61.
Oh, interesting. Okay, let me
That's
see
a
if
little
I can
higher, probably, than yours. Because you're an elite athlete.
I'm not an elite athlete.
He was when we started this
You were.
podcast, but
My
he's
average is like it looks like 53 or 54, but
Damn, that's good.
right now I'm hyped up. I'm like
Yeah.
I think this question got me nervous. I'm at
Yeah.
84.
Oh,
84.
wow. My resting rate is 55. I love my little Apple Watch. I only have it though because it came with a like my computer.
Nice.
Like a coupon.
Does it have a metronome feature? You could like pump in the tempo you
No.
want. No.
That would be so smart.
You ever have
Maybe
that?
there's like an app. I don't even know if I never even tried adding apps to it. I don't even know.
Yeah. You ever
Just use
have
it
it?
for sleep.
You ever have anyone ask you as a drummer, like, can you play to a click?
Oh yeah.
I hate that question.
I love it though. I
Really?
love
You
playing
like
to
playing to a
clicks. I
click.
love playing to clicks.
Interesting. Why?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm just like I don't find it difficult and I find it relaxing in a way. It like frees me up more to like do stuff somehow. I don't know. It's just and I'm like proud of it or something. So I'm like, yeah, absolutely. I love playing. Or like
Interesting.
someone's like, do you record? Like, do you ever record on other people's stuff? I'm like, I love to record. I love to get in the studio. Love click track, whatever. Just get me in there.
I love the studio, but you can do the studio without a click. Like
Oh
our
yeah.
right? I mean, that's how Ornette
Oh
Coleman
yeah,
did
totally. And I should and I yeah, totally. I mean,
it.
I am definitely on I'm not into clicks as much anymore. I've never been a big I'm like all about it being perfect person.
Yeah.
Obviously, like any mature artist knows that that's not a good idea in 90% of the time or more.
In our theme song, I did kind of the way I used to record. I hadn't the way I would record like in high school, I think, or maybe college, that I hadn't done in a very long time, which is I just played the drums to no click and just sang the song in my head. and then layered over that later. And
It's
that's,
great. It's a
I
great
love that.
method.
Yeah.
Yeah, so cool.
Underappreciated. Nobody like suggests that to anyone. Like no one in a studio would suggest that.
Yeah, I mean, maybe.
I mean, I would if I had a studio, but
Right. Or it's also just like that's known if you're in a studio where there's someone there that can suggest anything, that's saying a lot because I feel like when people do what you're describing, it's they're alone,
yeah.
they don't have the sort of resources. So they're overdubbing everything themselves. Hence the I'm gonna
Yeah.
think of the tune in my head and play drums and then I'm gonna use that as my foundation.
Right, but I love that.
I've been
Jeffrey,
doing a lot of anti-grid.
anti
I'm not
what?
going to say anti-grid. Trevor, what were you going to say?
I was just gonna say I'm not a drummer, but I like hearing this commentary.
Yeah.
Wait,
Good, good. That's good.
I
What's
feel
it?
I felt like a listener for a moment where it's just kind of like oftentimes we're talking about rather sort of random obscure things, but I feel like the listeners really like that.
I hope
Mm.
so. But no, for the other non-drummer listeners
Ooh,
out
maybe
there.
we can use heart rate variability as a
Ooh.
analogy or something like a loose analogy to like tempos can change and like you don't want to be like too quick all the time, to express an idea or do a thing,
Yeah.
and your heart rate goes up and down. That's a good thing,
It is. Yeah,
by the way.
heart rate variability is good, I've heard.
In
But I
runs?
think no, just in general, like, but
Oh.
I think runs promote like better overall heart rate variability.
Yeah. Unless you overtrain.
I think my heart rate's actually been going down listening to
I bet.
the soothing drum talk. So Brendan, you so I think what one of the reasons I thought to reach out again, aside from we love having you and you're always welcome, was we randomly last week did two songs of the week, which ended up being actually four songs from Wolfgang Muthspiel and Gia Margaret. And you responded and said, I'm actually working with Gia. So tell us a little bit about
Yeah.
that. That was so cool.
And yeah, that was so random that well, I didn't know why you reached out. Was there a reason or that you're
Just
something
I
specific happened?
you're our favorite you and Tim Hill are our favorite sort of minimalist sort of musicians I think that we've had on so far.
Nice.
But no, I had no idea about the connection to Gia. We just happened to choose two of her songs to talk about.
That's so cool.
Oh, and
Yeah,
actually
it's a new friendship that's sparked up, and we've been following each other for a while, and I remember when like that happened, I was like, oh, that's cool, she's awesome, and wow, and like she obviously liked my music and like said something about that, and we just cordially would see each other's Instagram stories and until it became like, all right, maybe we could do something and all that. And so she came to LA recently and we hung out. But before that, I did some arranging for a song, and some tracking for it here in LA, for her next album.
amazing.
If it makes the cut, who knows? Don't be
That's super
offended.
cool.
It's an interlude piece, yeah.
Oh, that rules. Yeah. Any idea
Yeah.
when it's
We're
coming
working on
out?
more stuff. I think it will be next year for sure. I think
Cool.
maybe in the spring, something like that.
I
Yeah.
remember I don't remember when I first heard her. When did what is it, Romantic Piano? When did that one come out? A few years back, maybe?
2023, I want to say, or
Yeah. I think I heard that, and I think the first thing I did is Google search her to see if she was a real person. Because of all the fake artists that pop
Oh
up.
yeah, the piano stuff.
And I'm like,
That's
this
funny.
is because it's such a like intentionally, sort of like generic kind of like somewhat ironic like name almost for the album.
Right. It's attention getting.
But I think we talked about that at some point. Like, yeah, it's weird when you come across these random artists on Spotify and then you find out they're like you can find no record of them as actual people. Have you
Yeah.
guys You guys encountered that?
Yeah, I used to I remember like running into that like without like I discovered it without anyone telling me about the phenomenon. People had already written about it and they're, you know, people were aware of it, but like you, it's just like you just run you a lot of people just run into it. They're just like, oh, what's this on this random playlist? And then they go to the page like, that's weird. There's just one song and it's like got like 8 million plays. Holy moly. And then there's no bio or anything. And then
Yeah.
there's no credit. And it's just like piano album label generic, you know, it's just like a fake. Yeah. It was like a whole conspiracy for me. Like, I mean, discovering that, of course, like I said, like other people had already like, there was already like expose articles about the what's it called label, like the Swedish owned label or something, and cahoots with Spotify making all that stuff. But so I fought back and I was like, well, I'm gonna make my own fake persona and make new agey piano music. It
Oh,
didn't
very
really work
nice. Is
out.
that a new
It's still online.
project?
No, because this was all like I feel like we all and realize this was happening in like 2019 or so,
Yeah.
like or somewhere around there, early 2020 zone. So, but that's around the time I did it. Lilis Chelari, that's her
Oh.
name. That's my fake artist name.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah,
I'll have to
it
look that
was fun.
up.
I got songs called "Holding Space." I'm looking at it now. "Courage," "Sanctuary," "Hammock Swing."
Panic swing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
Hammock, like a hammock, yeah.
Oh, hammock, hammock. I thought you said
Yeah.
pa panic.
Just swing.
Panic swing sounds like, yeah, like it's the change of pace in the middle of the album where all of a sudden it gets,
Fuck yeah.
hectic. Like that
Or not
song on
Coleman.
like you know that song on Dark Side of the Moon? I think it's called like On the Run or something.
Okay.
Where all of a sudden
Yeah.
it, yeah, feels like the
Yeah.
Noid is chasing you or whatever the Noid does, he's doing
Oh.
that.
That would be
Brent,
so good. That's a good idea.
and like, yeah. Oh, well, now people just want music to for a mood, right? They don't want the up and down experience that an album used to provide. Right now, they just want a 5 hour long relaxing piano playlist.
Yeah. I think less or so now. I mean, that's on the
Yeah.
out. That's going away a bit.
It
But
is.
although
That's good.
the machine of the, you know, Spotify stuff is kind of at its peak, like where it is promoting that kind of distilled mood centric, you know, on like just like yeah, an unmoving kind of music, but the people are, you know, waking up to like maybe that's not good, and like I think it'll start to fade a little bit.
I
I
hope
hope
so.
so.
I just
Yeah.
Spotify just suggested a band to me that I didn't know that was or was an I guess a solo artist. I'm looking up who it was that I had never heard of that was old and definitely real, and I was surprised. And maybe you guys know him if I can find his name. I don't think I can.
Yeah.
I looked up too
Sorry.
many things since then. Never mind. Oh wait, no, I found it. Andy Pratt. You guys know Andy Pratt?
Oh, no.
I don't think
Most
so.
curious. It sounds familiar. That's
He's
what I
from.
always say, though.
Yeah, he sounded familiar to me for a second, but he's from the 70s. He's pretty good. He's got 5,000 monthly listeners. He's like a real guy. Looks like he's still alive.
I like the song
Oh, he's got a hit.
Avenging Annie is a
Yeah.
song that I've liked before. So
That's the hit.
that's the hit. That is
Nice.
that's
That's the
actually yeah,
banger.
one and a half
Oh, he's
million.
got an album called Perfect Therapy.
Right? Isn't that cool? Album called Resolution.
Let me see your face. I like that. Let's check that one out. I'm
It
saving
was
that for
really
later.
good. I listened to him and I was like, who is
Let
this?
me see your face.
That's his change of vibe song on
Open
his
your.
album. Yeah.
When I open my eyes, I gotta see your face.
It's a really mellow album till it gets to Let Me See Your Face.
He, see, that's because he was from a time where people would shock you know, they weren't afraid to change the vibe mid-song.
Oh yeah.
Pink Floyd, Andy Pratt.
It used to be
Talks
all
about
about that.
relaxing, therapy this, therapy that, then boom.
I remember back in the 70s, listening to Pink Floyd and Andy Pratt. That's just the way it was back then. I'm glad you guys didn't like tell me like I was dumb for not knowing Andy Pratt.
Oh no,
No.
not me.
That
Would
happened to me
never.
when I was like 21. No one called me dumb, but I was like playing someone a song and they were like, I'm like, isn't this awesome? They're like, yeah, that's cool. They're like, it's a Smiths cover. And I was like, huh? And they're like, have you never listened to the Smiths? And I was like, I guess not really. Not like,
Yeah,
not, you know, not
and they
more
make
than
you feel bad.
they were nice about
Yeah.
it, but I realized I identified a huge gap at that moment. And then I listened to the Smiths nonstop for like a month.
Nice.
Good month.
It's good. Yeah, it's a good phase. I feel like I don't find myself often going back to the Smiths, but I do like it when I hear it when it comes on.
Oh. I go back to it, despite the fact that I was probably too old to have a Smiths phase when I first heard
They are
them.
so they're so popular.
They are.
Incredible. They're
Yeah.
number 347th in the world.
Really?
Looking at it right now.
On
Number
Spotify?
347th in Spotify.
That's shocking.
Yeah. It's because the kids, the kids love them.
Man, that's really odd. That's insane.
Yeah, they're big. Are they? Yeah.
Guess the sun really never sets on the British Empire, even
Ooh,
today.
nice.
That's what they
Yeah.
were talking about.
Oh yeah, fans also like Mac DeMarco, So
There we go.
it's like blending into that too.
It's probably because of that cover song I heard. People spreading the word, you know?
Hasn't Morrissey like said just a bunch of crazy stuff too in recent
Yeah,
years? Yeah.
probably.
And I feel like it hasn't diminished his popularity.
No, yeah, he can say what he wants.
Guess so.
I don't think it.
I would see. I would expect him to be more huge.
As a
Like
solo
as a
artist,
solo
I'm just
artist.
looking at.
Yeah.
He was gonna play Radio City
Yeah.
Music Hall. I think it got canceled, but I was thinking about going. I thought that sounded fun.
When did his solo stuff start, though?
You know, 87,
Okay,
something
that's
like
why.
that. Yeah, maybe 88.
I've never been a big Smiths fan or anything.
A big what?
I've never been a big Smiths fan
Well,
or Morrissey freak or anything like that.
you're probably too old now, but
Yeah, I don't care.
it's a teenage thing, I think, you know?
Yeah.
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 Yeah, it's got some good angst vibes to it. We are I'm going to play Dave's role
Okay.
for a change and say we're not quite running out of time, so I'm jumping the gun a little bit, but I do want to make sure if there are important topics that we leave time for them. And I think one, not that the Smiths is not important, or
Probably not important.
it's probably not.
I'm pretty comfortable saying that, yeah.
I think I think we would love to hear an update. You said you've been running more
Oh yeah.
and getting better. So I think the listeners would love to kind of
Oh yeah, let's get into this.
hear
Okay.
that. Yeah.
All right. Okay. So I haven't been drinking or smoking. I was a very light cigarette smoker for many years. Like, so only at the end of the day or at night I would do some. And drinking for me was very regular and just getting annoying, and like I just had to give it a break finally. Anyway, not noticing much of a difference, so I wanted to tell you guys that. So it's been a couple months. I feel like my cardio has not changed, and
I'm
I'm
not
kind of pissed
drinking.
about that. Yeah,
Yeah.
or smoking. It's like the same almost. Like I'm, or it's just so subtle, or maybe my lungs still have to heal. Still,
Are there any like
interesting.
any other changes or benefits that you've noticed? Or is it
In like
just
running,
or I mean
or
just
no?
in stopping drinking and smoking, like has it how has it
Yeah.
like affected you overall?
Yeah, no, it's been a little subtler than I hoped.
Yeah.
I thought I would be like, ooh, yeah, I'm going to be so more productive and all that, but it just shows that I really need to be more disciplined, and like it's good. It's kind of like I'm ruling out some aspect, like degree of how that was affecting my life,
Yeah.
and still figuring that out. But yeah, you sleep more, and you're more bored. But maybe you're better at being bored and you entertain yourself in ways that are more enriching and engaging. Whereas before I would just like look for stuff to watch on, like shows or like a TV stuff or whatever at the end of the day. And
Yeah, I
then it's
don't.
like, oh, I can focus and do other things because I'm not, three glasses of wine later.
It's true, you could do anything. I don't drink much anymore, but I did have three glasses of wine last night, and I felt like very sluggish on my run today, relatively, to how I usually feel. And I don't know if it was the wine, but probably was the wine.
Probably, yeah, especially
Yeah,
if
it's just strange.
you're not drinking much, especially.
I think maybe part of it, it's like, yeah, it's like, I'm like, I just want to have like, so what I've done instead, I kind of researched it a little bit, but they're like, well, you need to run slow, like do slow tier
Yeah.
two running. And I was like, what the fuck is that? So now I'm like, okay, so I'm running like a real fucking slow for like 45 minutes. And
Oh,
I've done that a
yeah.
little bit. I've just started doing that, and I think that's helping.
You know what? I now that you say that, I bet you've like sneakily built up like a bunch of cardio base and endurance that you might not even know about, and you can unleash it now. 'Cause
Tremendous.
that is one of sort of I think two pieces of regular advice. Whenever anybody asks for our advice about running, we say, I guess there's three things. We say listen to a more knowledgeable podcast, and then we say maybe have like good shoes that feel that that feel good. But the one that I always offer is like just go really slow.
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah. And there's an old
Yeah. So I'm doing
saying,
that.
yeah. There's an old saying in distance running or marathon running, right? Where like it never gets any easier, you just get faster. So like it doesn't feel different. You just get like gradually better
You
at
just get
it.
gradually faster and
Yeah.
you're, yeah.
You can run
Yeah. It
farther or you
gets
can,
hard.
yeah.
You really are sustaining like where it's like stress, a little bit stressful. You just, but I think it's been better. And yeah, I'm just trying to, just get in better and better shape too, because that's part of the fun. I'm like, ooh, how much can I transform my body a bit and get as sexy as possible,
That's right.
you know?
Beach season is only 7 months away. So
Yeah.
I guess
Well,
it's always beach season in LA, but
yeah.
no,
Well,
I think
nice.
the advice is just run as slow as you can and just work on running farther or for a longer amount of time and don't worry about
Yeah.
speed. And you can worry about speed later, like,
Yeah,
next
I was
year.
obsessed with the speed so much. So I was like, okay, like I would, I wouldn't always push it. Sometimes I would try to go fast. Sometimes I would just, but I wasn't going like slow enough to be like tier two. And even staying in that is fucking hard. Like it keeps going up into tier three still. And I'm like, that is pretty slow.
I always tell people run like you should run so slow that it feels like ridiculous. Like it feels like too, like it's like you have to force yourself to run that slow.
I gotta like put on like a costume, or like I wanna like change my persona to be like an eccentric, weird person running really slow, like that slow,
Yeah, you
for some reason.
got to get comfortable with that. And it sounds like you're checking the heart rate a little bit, like mid-run, to see where you are.
It says my tier, guesstimates what tier I'm at.
I mean, if you feel like you're starting to like, push yourself in those, I'd say another thing you can do is just run by feel. Don't even look at the heart rate, but check it afterwards and kind of see where you land. Because that's kind of
Totally.
how I can tell, like, sort of where I am on the fitness scale. If I'm like running like the same run that I know, like what's my pace and what's my heart rate, and it can be like radically different after I'm like not running as much,
I also wonder, I think also just being really still and not walking and moving about much throughout the day is problematic for me, maybe. And so I always do it around now, like towards the end. I don't do it in the morning. Like maybe I'll walk around a little and do a little exercise during the day, or if I go practice drums, but it barely counts. And then I'll go out, I'll try and just stretch for like 5, 10 minutes, like kind of get my heart pumping a little bit, go and walk for like a half mile, like kind of fast. And like just kind of loosen up, and then I go for it, and I feel like maybe that's not that good. Maybe I should be doing little bits earlier on in the day. Or
I don't know. That sounds great to me.
sounds good.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll say either I agree or that's a question for a more knowledgeable podcast. Because I don't know. What do I know? It's good to be a morning runner, I think, but I'm not really one anyway. So, like, whenever I have to run like a marathon, I'm like, I have to get up how early? Like, usually, even when I do my long runs, I'll do them like late morning. if I can, or in the evening. You know, I love running at night. But
You do?
yeah, oh yeah. Okay, guys, we have 1 minute
Need to get
left.
used to that. Oh, shoot.
So we have to do our
We
stretching
gotta,
routine, so Brendan can get out on his run.
Brendan has to stretch. We gotta hype him up a bit.
Okay, so what's our stretching advice? We have 54 seconds of stretching advice.
Leg swings.
Okay.
Yeah, the leg swings.
Yep.
All right.
That's, yeah, those feel great
Yeah.
too.
Oh, it looks like you got some side action too. You can do a front back and
I'm
then you
doing
can
the
do side
side
to
one right
side.
now.
Yeah.
I don't do that one.
You can do, oh,
What
this is
else?
great. Yeah,
Side ones.
high knees, just chop them in place.
Oh, like just go up on there.
Yeah, but
Yeah.
even like vigorous, like you're kind of like
Oh,
tap, tap,
right.
tap, tap, you can do that.
Like,
Yeah,
oh, I like
yeah.
that one.
Yeah, that's a good one.
All right, what else, Trevor?
And
I like
then
in the
jumping,
shoulders too.
give it a good jump and
Right.
knees, yeah, like knees up with the jump.
Okay, I do that on my little yoga mat over there. Poor
Yeah,
guy
yeah.
below me. What about walking around on your tippy toes a little bit? Get the calf.
Five
That's good.
seconds.
Oh.
Get him, Brendan.
This is the Power Motion Picnic Hour.
Oh, thanks so much, Brendan. That was a lot of fun, as always. It flew by. I hope the stretching was sufficient and you're enjoying your run right now.
Yeah, certainly hope the stretching was okay. Hope it's a good run. Hope we hyped you up enough. We certainly tried. We did our best with the short amount of time we left ourselves with at the end.
Those stretches you were telling them, I never do any of those.
Those are kind of my main ones.
I don't really stretch much. I mean, I've said this before, but
I'll do like a little rubber, like the band stuff too, a little bit here and there.
I do two stretches. I grab each foot to stretch my quads, you know, like I'm about to go into a basketball game,
That's a good
and
one.
then
Yep.
I bend over and touch my toes.
For the calves and
Yeah,
sort of, yeah, hamstrings. Yeah.
and then I go and I run. That's all I do.
Well, if I'm being honest, I don't stretch or do those
Oh.
exercises mo most of the time. I do sometimes when I'm in more serious running modes, so I'll do them a bit more often, but I'd say most times I just go out kind of cold, take it easy at first, warm up, 10 or 15 minutes, and then
Yeah.
kind of run. Kind of like Brendan was saying, he maybe walks a mile and a half or something, and then sort of goes into run mode.
Well, that's smart.
Yeah, I think that's a good way to warm up.
But I mean, even no matter what I'm running, even if I'm running like the New York Marathon, I just grab each foot, I bend
Yeah.
down and touch my toes, and then I just run for 4 hours.
Nice.
I could,
Yeah.
yeah,
I mean, there's only so much time, right?
maybe I just don't know what to do.
How much of your life are you going to spend stretching versus actually running?
Yeah, professional athletes, I think they spend like half their day stretching. But I don't have
No,
time, yeah.
I kid. I kid. I think stretching is wonderful and I should do it more.
No, I think it's great, but yeah, you're right. I don't have time. I got a lot of things I want to do. And if I'm, you know, long runs are already like comically long.
If it's a, even if it's a short, I mean, maybe even especially if it's a short run for me, it's like, all right, I got to just like 30 minutes, like get out, do it. And, that's the time I have. If I spend 5, 10 minutes stretching, like,
Oh, yeah.
there's barely any running.
No, a lot of my running is crammed into an amount of time, so.
Yeah. Well, I guess we should probably read that mailbag.
Let's do it.
Didn't mean to leave everybody hanging. I just realized, might as well experience the interview live, and then, we can sort of talk now in the present tense, now that we're all on the same page about the information.
We're all current.
Yeah, we're all current.
Okay.
And Brendan says, ha, what a funny ending.
Yeah, it was funny.
And then anecdotally, or to paraphrase, we'll go on to say, like, maybe we'll have a bit more structure next time, perhaps as well, which we're fine with either.
Yeah, exactly. Next time Brendan comes on, we'll probably have more structure. No guarantees, but maybe it won't be so long from now when we have him again. So submit your questions now.
Maybe we'll use a metronome.
Okay. To keep us on pace.
Yeah, or like a clicker or whatever you guys are talking about.
Yeah, okay. A chess clock. How about a chess clock?
Yeah, I don't think that would actually work,
We'll figure out.
any of these things.
We'll figure out something. We could do lightning round with Brendan, which we've been doing with people recently. But we could just do like a 40-minute lightning round,
Yeah.
where we just prepare 40 questions.
Oh, but he'll definitely ask questions
It's true.
of us as well.
It'll
He
get
had
derailed.
some running questions for us tonight too, and I don't know if we got to them all. I feel like the question was like, what running advice do you have? And then we rambled on about our,
Yeah.
we did our usual shtick, and then
What running advice do you have? It's like, oh, that
we're
reminds
like,
me of a
oh.
broken piano I saw. Well,
Yes.
that's what I call the creative process.
But I guess while we're in the mailbag,
Yeah.
we did get a couple more. There were a couple kind comments from listeners that enjoyed last episode. I thought that was nice. And then one listener, sort of found, or rather this found her, German words, sort of, account,
Okay.
with a word, Waldschrepp, which is an eccentric, reclusive person who lives in or is strongly associated with the forest.
That's great.
Kind of like many of us here on the Power Motion Picnic Hour.
It's a German word.
The German word, yeah.
Sounds like it must have been a popular concept during the original Romantic era in Germany.
Perhaps. I wonder if there's modern day Waldschrätz. I'm sure this is one our listeners will dig into a bit and get back to us on.
I don't think I saw any when I was in Germany last
Well,
month.
you might not have been in the forest enough.
No, I was not near the forest. Yeah, I was running along the river.
Got to bring your peg trails next time.
Yeah.
Get out there. And then, oh, this was a nice little mailbag exchange from a listener to special guest Abby. The listener had sent some words of encouragement about returning from the injury and all the good running ahead, and also posed a few questions. The tables turned again now back to Abby for some top running songs, Shaped by Alex Jane. For running around epic landscapes, Victory Lap by Fred again, Skepta for workouts, and anything by Glass Animals for cruising around. And I don't know any of those songs, so I'm excited to check them out.
Those are recommendations from Abby.
Yeah, for various types of running.
Okay, yeah, let's post them to our Instagram page so people can
Running.
listen to them, and so I can, like you, find out what they are. Glass Animals sounds familiar, but
There's
I don't know.
one for running around epic landscapes, one for workouts, and one for just cruising. So that sounds
Wow.
like a well-rounded sort of kit for running music. All right, and ready to get technical?
As ready as I'm gonna be.
All right. That might be a new segment.
Ready to get technical?
Ready to get
I
technical.
can't wait to hear the theme song to that one.
Question mark.
Yeah.
All right. Favorite white mountain routes. Okay, here we go. Pinkham, boot spur to Davis Path and down Glen Boulder. Take the Duratissima Trail to Pinkham.
Okay.
All right. Evans Notch, park at Brickett Place, Royce Trail to the Royces, down and across road, up Spruce Hill Trail to Speckled, down Blueberry Ridge Trail. You just
Okay.
can't go wrong in Evans Notch, though, as we heard from Jeff Colt as well. Northern Prezies Park at Pinkham, B, up Randolph Path to King Ravine Trail, Adams, do some scrambling in the ravine while you're at it, down Star Lake, Madison, down Watson Path, the Brookside, Kelton Trail, Hawker Ridge.
Okay, everybody got that?
We got that.
Okay.
You can always hit. Back 15 seconds is a feature that I have on my podcast, app of choice. You can also just rewind a little bit if you need to hear it again. And maybe we'll even post it. We'll post it along with the songs. So it's just there
Yeah.
for reference.
Yeah. Good idea. I think that's a good idea to turn into a post that can be read, because not everyone's a there are a lot of visual learners out there.
Yeah, I think that's what I had for mailbag.
Cool. That's some good mailbag. I have nothing, but that's good because you had a lot of you had a lot of mailbag. I've been busy. I haven't even been running that much. Couple 5Ks here and there, a couple 4 milers. Haven't done a long run. I don't know. It's been a couple of weeks. So
Since a long one.
yeah, I haven't gotten a long run in a couple of weeks. Everything's been kind of 7 miles or less. So as Brendan would call those long runs.
And when's your next like big race, like marathon? Do you have one?
No.
Okay.
I got nothing on the
So
book, so
that's okay. I mean, you, yeah.
I'm gonna be in
You
Italy next week.
you're not actively training for something.
No, but I'm gonna be in Italy next week, so I want to run all around Milan and
Nice.
just run around the whole damn city, see how that goes, see how that
Yeah,
feels.
run, see it.
Yeah, see as much as I can, take it all in.
That's cool.
Yeah, how about you? Any big runs coming up?
I do want to get out into the mountains at some point this fall, hopefully. But nothing set. And then I might try to even look at like kind of November stuff too. Could be a good timeline
Great time for
to
running.
train up a little bit. And yeah, it's kind of an interesting time. The weather can be a bit mixed.
Yeah.
And that's cool. I like that aspect.
That sounds great. I forgot I should do an update. I did an actual, I guess it was a race on Sunday. It's Wednesday right now. I did a race up in Lynnfield, Massachusetts, called the Run, Walk, and Roll for Inclusion.
Oh, race recap.
Great race because, like, I end up running a lot of races with a lot of participants, right? Because a lot of what I do is New York Road Runners or something else in New York, and there's tons of people. And so this race was for a great cause, and it raised lots of money and awareness, and also just lifted a lot of spirits of all the participants. It was just an all around good vibe and a good time. But it was not a lot of runners, and I find that kind of amusing sometimes. Because I do that so
Yeah.
infrequently. So there were 50 runners running a 5K. I came in 20th.
You were top 20.
Yeah.
Wow.
20th out of 50. And I do think no, I didn't see their times because it was maybe not everyone left at the same time, but I do think I beat the entire Lynnfield High School track team. Yeah, I think.
Congrats. That's a
Yeah.
major accomplishment.
I mean,
Wow.
I can't imagine they were trying very hard, but there was a great part in the race where, like, well, I was trying to figure out, like, at the beginning I thought, I'm like, maybe can I win this thing? Which no, I couldn't. When I saw the final results, like, I couldn't win this thing.
I liked that confidence going in though.
Yeah, can I win this thing? That's how I felt. And I was trying to figure out whether to run like a really my best possible 5K or just have a good time and enjoy myself.
Do you remember what the winning time was? Was it like sub 20, I'm guessing?
Yeah, it was 19 something, I think. So
Yeah.
I couldn't do that. But anyway, when I had no idea because it's really in such a small field, you don't know how fast the fastest people are. But going out at the start, some young kid, I don't know how, maybe an old teenager, he went out the gate really fast. And I
And
was like,
did he sustain it?
so, but well, watching him run slowly farther and farther away was what put me in my head was like, okay, you're not going to win. Just
Yeah.
have a nice time, enjoy yourself. And, but yeah, so. Cut ahead to about a mile and a half into the race, and there he is walking. And so I just blew by. I'm like, oh, he just like had never probably run a 5K. He was running his
Yeah.
mile pace, and he burnt out at a mile and a half. And then
Yeah.
at some point he passed me, but then he was running, but then I passed him again. He was walking again. And then
Yeah.
he never passed me again. But so at some point some other kid from I think the Linfield track team passed me. And I was like, ah, well, that's how it's going to have to be. But then I caught him again. There was a big hill kind of not too far from the end. And so he's probably not used
Nice.
to running hills, track runner.
Yeah.
But then after the hill, he caught me again. And he kind of, but he never got out of my sight. And so I kept him in my sight the whole time. And then at the end, I ran him down. And in the final straightaway, I passed him. And I thought he was going to maybe start, kicking when I ran past him. But
Yeah.
no, nothing. He had nothing. I just
Oh man.
kicked it right
That's
to the
how you
finish. Yeah.
and that's how you got that's how you hit you got 20.
So I got
You
20th.
wow.
Hope that kid enjoyed 21st.
Well, that is amazing.
It was very fun. Like I said, everyone had a great time.
I feel like I was there. It was a great telling of it as well.
Oh yeah, and all sorts of people handing out food and drinks, co coffee. Great,
Yeah.
great time. Free pastries from Panera.
It brings back memories of my most successful race, the Vulcan's Fury,
Oh.
13 mile, like half marathon trail race, and was doing a similar pairing with like this like younger kid, and we just kept like sort of, passing. He'd pass me on the uphill, I'd pass him on the downhill, and then we got into the final, I don't know, quarter mile, and I just kicked it,
Yeah.
and then he was never to be seen again.
Yeah, exactly. No matter what's going on, no matter what kind of race I've run, there's going to be a kick.
Yeah, and it was that kick that earned me 27th place.
Nice.
But
Still bragging about it today.
it's been
The
a
best. The best.
it's probably been a while since I've said something positive about my running, so
Yeah. Tw he's a
let's bring it back.
popular 27th place finisher and podcast host. Not bad.
I think I ranked that higher than my 6th place Krampus Classic finish. Do you happen to know what your age adjusted place was? Have you seen
Uh-oh.
what fortissimo you were?
I think there was like a top five Fortissimos listed, but I wasn't in it. So no, there wasn't a lot of like detailed stats, but there were a couple breakdowns. And I wasn't at the top of any particular list. I think all the top finishers were people in their 40s, basically. Like the young
Nice.
people were not really the impressive runners. Like there was a high school track team, there was the kid who went flying out of the gates, but the people who were like finishing at the top were like the 40 to 55-year-olds who run marathons, I think. So.
I mean, yeah, it's an old man's game.
Yeah,
Those that distance running.
it's an old man's world. The Linfield track and field team is just living in it. So
The
as the
Linfield team, much like the long distance runner, just can eat bark back there and
yeah.
finish 21st and up.
I wouldn't even know what's going on back there. I'm just too fast. I don't even know what they're eating back there. Could be bark, could be pastries from Panera. Who knows? I don't know, and frankly, I don't care. Yeah. So, but it was a great time and like a great cause and a lot of fun and always good to get out there and run with the people.
Yeah, wonderful. Well, congrats again.
Thanks. All right. Well, guess that's it for this week on the old Power Motion Picnic Hour.
Yeah, I think we've covered quite a lot of ground, as usual. So, we forgot to ask about Rawlings.
Oh, we did. Okay,
That's all right.
we'll mailbag Brendan about Rawlings.
We'll follow up on that. Yeah.
Yeah, and as always, if you know anything how to get in touch with Dave Rawlings, tell us. Or if you see him, just tell him to call us.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, until next time.
Onward.
Special guest,
Brendan Eder.
this is the power